oh, Dr. Emery doesn't need to examine me to know what's wrong. But I learned a lot from him about looking after patients in general, looking after patients as people, not as diabetes with a person attached to it. But at the same time, I was also lucky because Keith Buchanan was the registrar there, and he was just beginning to work on an insulin assay. I mean, he didn't develop it. It was developed by Yalow and Berson, but he was using it in Glasgow. He was having trouble getting it to work in the beginning, and an extra pair of hands made all the difference, and suddenly we were going ahead. And we did a lot of work on looking at insulin levels and people with diabetes and all sorts of other things. So I had the research interest as well, along with the good clinical background of diabetes, which was a very good mix. And I learned so much at that job. I went there in 1964 as an SHO, and then Keith, who was the senior registrar, left. Keith, who was the registrar, was promoted to the senior registrar job, and I was lucky enough to get his registrar job. So that kept me going in Glasgow for up until 1969.
Can you tell me a bit more about these large, old-fashioned clinics? Give me a sort of snapshot.
Well, there was a huge waiting room and all the people would just sit there and would be called in. There were four of us doing the clinic together. There was the consultant and Keith and myself, and I can't remember who the fourth one was, but I know there were four of us. But we each had our allocated patients that we would see, so that the patients who came to the clinic tended to see the same doctor every time. So Dr. Emery was always there and he never minded if there was a problem to go and ask him. He didn't really expect you to need to ask him. I think he probably saw most of the new patients. I can't really remember the detail of that. But, you know, the patients kept coming back and back. At that time, there were no diabetic nurses. GPs didn't look after the diabetic patients. So, you know, all their care was through the diabetic clinic. And we became friends. The continuity, they've always seen the same patients, you know, and they didn't seem, most of them didn't mind having to wait.
Can you remember what kind of numbers were involved?
I think there were probably about 80 patients on an average clinic. But, you know, between four, that's 20. So if they had actually come at their appointment time, they wouldn't have had to wait so long, but they had to come early to be seen first.
How long did they get with you?
Well, I think I probably took at least 10 minutes with them. I think the boss would have probably sorted their problems out in 3 minutes. I remember having a patient in the ward once, and she had been at the clinic the week before, and I said, didn't you tell Dr. Emery about this problem when you were there? And she said, no, when I went in, he said, my, you're looking well. So I hadn't the heart to tell him I didn't feel well. But, you know, that makes him sound bad, but he wasn't. I mean, he was very astute, and it was unusual for him to have missed that there was a problem, but he said to me that. He said, I said, how do you manage to get through them so quickly? And he said, well, when they come in, I tell them they're looking well. They'd like to leave me a lot of problems.
You said he was an old-fashioned physician. What did that mean to you then?
Well, I probably didn't think he was an old-fashioned physician then. I think it's just looking back now, and I think physicians now are different. People now have to do tests to know everything, and he just seemed to know by instinct. I mean, he'd come into the ward sometimes after a take day, and he'd stand at the door talking to his sister, and then he'd come over and says, I think the patient in that bed needs a lumbar puncture, which nobody had even thought about. And he just had this uncanny knack that he knew things. And, you know, you didn't have to do hundreds of tests to make a diagnosis. And I think now modern physicians are so busy watching their back in case you miss something. People have lots and lots of tests, which I'm sure half of the time are not necessary.